Hi, this is Curly Yams, and I decided to do Petal's fifth questionnaire, and it's like a week now. Oh my gosh, so late. Goodness. So yeah, let's get started. Number one, question one, what is your love language? Quality time and acts of service. I think actions speak louder than words sometimes. Like, to be honest, I've only told one person I ever loved him in my life, and that was my dad. And I really don't tell anyone I love them, because I just feel like, oh, it's so personal, you know? But yeah, I really meant that one. Okay, question two. How and when did you discover your favorite kink? If you're not kinky, how did you find GWA? Favorite kink. What is my favorite kink? Maybe I should have written these answers out. Oh, this is going to be a long, rambly, incoherent one. Favorite kink. Let me cover this up so you can't hear that tick-tocking. Oh, whatever. Let's see. favorite kink. I did answer a question on one of these on a not suitable for work pages. Saying that hair pulling was my kink. I guess I can answer with that one. hair pulling. Yeah. Well, not hair pulling, but like people touching my hair. Like, I really like that. It just feels so soothing and nice. When did I discover? I think I was pretty young. 8 or 9 is what I answered. My mom used to braid my hair. Because I had long, thick hair. So then she would braid my hair. And yeah, and later in high school, I would ask my friends to braid my hair because I really don't like tying up my hair. It's just I get headaches whenever I tie my hair too tight. And I always tie my hair too tight. So I would ask my friends to braid my hair. And it feels nice whenever they did it. So I was like, oh. Yeah, it feels nice. And then I did answer in that question that I really found out I liked hair pulling, like actually hair pulling, when I got in a physical dispute. Well, physical fight. Was it a physical fight? Yeah, it was a physical fight. Yeah, we got physical with each other. One of my family members, we got physical with each other, and that person pulled my hair really hard. Like, really hard. It wasn't like painful, screaming painful, but it was just hard enough where you could feel the, not the hairs being literally ripped from your scalp, but almost to that extent. But it was in the heat of the moment, and I was just like, oh, you fucking bastard. Like, I was really angry at that person. We got in a fist fight. And yeah, later afterwards, my scalp was like burning. I was just like, oh, it feels terrible, but it doesn't feel too terrible. So yeah, it was that answer. Question three, what do you wear to bed? Most times I wear a t-shirt and maybe my underwear. If not, I wear only a t-shirt, but depends on my mood. If it's really cold, then I wear an underwear. If not, then I don't. Next question. Where are you answering this questionnaire? In my closet, because it's 3 in the morning. And people are sleeping in my house. And I like to talk loud enough. I don't like to whisper. It just feels kind of weird. Anyways. question 5. What's your favorite kind of soup? Oh, I love food. Love eating. Really love eating. Favorite kind of soup. Okay, go. I really love boiling chicken, like the whole chicken. and then like taking it out and just like drinking the broth with like chicken herbs in there. Oh, with rice. Oh my gosh, yes. I love pho. Like, oh my gosh, I just had a pho. I was gonna say today, but like the previous day before here, before this, because it's 3 a.m. Yeah, love pho. Love kapong. Oh my gosh. Oh. Oh my gosh, I'm just thinking about it, like, oh my gosh. Yes. There's that in my mom's mushroom soup. What does she use? Shiitake mushrooms? And then those regular mushrooms. Oh my gosh, I don't even know what it's called. Anyways, mushroom soup. She just washes the mushrooms and boils them and then puts like maybe one or two dried peppers in there. And she puts like a lemongrass in there. Oh my gosh, I'm so bad at explaining stuff. But yeah, oh, so freaking good. And then I kid you not, my grandma, she makes this and my mom makes it, like any Asian family. Like, oh my gosh, I love this fucking soup. Like pork, you know, with like the fatty part, but with the lean part too. You know when you cut that part out? Cut those parts in the soup and then you have greens in there and you just boil it and oh, you eat it with pepper. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I'm like salivating just thinking about it. I guess you're not. I lived with my grandparents for 2 weeks and I think I gained 10 pounds just eating that and I was not tired of it. I was just like, thank you, grandma, for the dinner. And it's so freaking delicious. And I'll not say no to a third serving because it's so good. Like, it's so good. Anyways, next question. How do you pronounce the word caramel data? Route, pecan, ant, envelope, pajamas, crayon. Yeah, so that's how I pronounce those words. 7. Would you have sex with an identical twin version of yourself? No, because that would be incest and I'm not into incest. I mean, it was just kind of be weird. I would tell that twin, like, okay, you go to school for me today. I just want to sleep in. That's what I would do. But no, I would not have sex with an identical twin version of myself. I would not. Okay, question 8. Say your partner or potential significant other is well versed in a certain subject, and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would the subject be? Cooking, I guess would it be? There were like two. Two that I just like. Yeah, there are like two of them that I find just like super, super hot. Like, oh my gosh. Like, my body is ready. Literally, if you are like good at these two things, if you excel these two things, you know, I'll be like head over heels for you. Cooking, or specifically baking. Oh my gosh, because I suck at baking. Like baking, cakes, cupcakes, macaroons, brownies. Oh my gosh, yes. I have a sweet tooth, so yes, baking. Oh, oh my gosh, speaking of macaroons, oh, I want macaroons right now. And okay, I digress. The second one is if you're really good at physics, like holy shit. I had a professor. In what year was I? Was that a sophomore? Probably. Yeah, I think it was a sophomore, so like a second year in college. So I was like during the time when I like started really getting into like dicks. Like not like asshole dicks, but like dicks like penises, you know. Oh my gosh. That was so weird. Okay, I had to take physics because it's part of my major, and I suck at physics. I try to understand. Lord knows I try to understand. I really tried. But anyways, my physics professor, he was like a tall, lanky kind of guy, pretty skinny, but holy shit, like, oh my gosh, dude, he was hot. Oh my gosh, dude, he was hot. I still remember his name. I'm not gonna say his name. But dude, he was freaking hot. I don't know if he was like I don't know if he knew, but every time he would like write something on the board and he would stretch his arm out, his button-down shirt would kind of like come unbuttoned, and I could see his boxers. I don't know if he probably didn't know, but I was like, dude, you're turning me on, man. Anyways, there's that. And then when I transferred from my community college to the university I'm at right now, this is physics TA. Oh my gosh. Oh, he works out too, like shit, man. Oh my gosh. He had like the nicest ass and super nice thighs, and I'm a sucker for both of them. Like, oh my gosh, dude, are you serious? Are you serious? You could not have been any okay. Anyways, he was okay at teaching, but like, shoot, like, oh my gosh, dude, you're hot and like physics too, like shit, dude. Oh my gosh. Anyways, I really digress. But those are the two subjects. Okay, next question. Dating wise, how old is too old for you? How young is too young? I think it depends what age I'm like. If you ask me in 5 years, my answer would probably be different. Because I'm approaching my mid-20s, and I would say I'm like borderline saying yes to 18, but really not saying yes to 18. I would like cut it off between 19, 20, because it's just like their level of maturity, like 18-year-olds' level of maturity, it's not really there yet. And I really like people who act mature and, you know, same mindset as me. So that's, if you ask me again when I'm like 30, I'll be like, if you're 7 years younger than me, then I'm not gonna date you. Like, I'm not even gonna consider it, because my younger sibling is 7 years younger than me, and it'd be kind of weird. But like, hey, my partner's like younger than you. Like, but anyways, you never know when you're in the spur of the moment. But yeah, there's that. How old is too old for you? Thought about this once. I told my mom. I think she was grossed out. I told her, I was like, hey mom, I think I wouldn't mind dating someone as old as you. It's so weird. And she just gave me like the weirdest look. I'm like, what the heck? Child, are you okay? Anyways. And she's like, how old is she? 48? Yeah, so like, 48 is my limit right now for how old you are. Yeah, there's that. Yeah, okay, next question. Has anyone ever told you you sound like someone else? Celebrity, cartoon character, or anyone else? Yes, I've been told that I sound like my mom and my younger sibling. And my younger sibling is agender. So I keep on. I want to keep reminding myself to refer, to use neutral pronouns for my younger sibling, but I always forget, which is really bad, really, really, really bad. But my younger sibling's sex is a female, so I've been told that I sound like my younger sibling and my mom, which we do not. We don't sound like each other. We don't. I have a deeper voice than my mom. And my younger sibling has a deeper voice than me. Like, no, we don't. Y'all need to get your facts straight. Like, just, no, y'all need to get your ears checked. Anyways, there's that. We don't sound like each other. We don't. Okay, question 11. How old do you think your listeners think you are? I don't know. How old do they think I am? I don't know. My voice isn't really high pitched, so, and people, you, so I think most people associate deeper voices with like a older age, which is wrong, because my younger sibling has a pretty deep voice, and yeah, my younger sibling's 7 years younger than me, so. Maybe mid 20s. 20s to late 20s? I don't know. If you listen to my content, you probably think that I'm a super, super late bloomer or a super, super young kid, like 18. But I don't know. I think it depends. If you just listen to my voice, you probably think that I'm mid 20, approaching late 20s, I want to say. I don't know. But if you only read like my tags, like, oh, first time using a dildo, but like, oh, this girl is 18 year old, like, no, I'm not 18 years old. I still think I'm 20 years old at heart, but I'm not. But yeah, I don't know. How old do people think I am? If you're listening, how old do you think I am? I don't know. Why don't you tell me? Anyways, well, if you want to tell me, you don't have to. If you care, if anyone's listening, oh, I'm getting sad. Okay, next question. Are you a picky eater? No, I'm not. I was a former fat kid. I think I'm still a former fat kid. I'm not a kid. Am I still fat? I think I'm still fat. Am I still fat? I don't know. Wait, okay, how did. No. Disregard that answer. Okay, okay, anyways, that explanation just tells you that I'm not a picky eater. But I'm not saying that every fat person's not a picky eater. Oh, I feel terrible. Okay, just forget what I said. That's terrible. Oh, I feel terrible. Okay, what will you absolutely not eat? Bell peppers. Raw bell peppers. Because 2 times I had an allergic reaction to it. Like, I didn't break into hives, but my mouth, the corners of my mouth, like, got super itchy, and like, it was so uncomfortable. It happened twice. I was just like, no. But I mean, if you grill it, stir fry it, or steam it really well, if it's not like raw, then I'll eat it. But still, it's just I kind of don't eat it sometimes. But I mean, I don't want to be rude, so I still eat it. But if it's raw, I would definitely not eat it. Definitely not. Okay. The next question to this question is there a food you like that most other people don't? Most other people. People I hang out with don't really like to eat bitter melon. Oh, I just discovered that last year. No, I just not discovered. It's a dish that oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm saying. It's a dish that I have tasted ever since I was younger, and I hated it because, it's just your body's defense mechanism to not eat bitter food because bitterness, relates to poisonous things. So, it's your body telling you not to eat this because it might be potentially poisonous. So, I mean, and your taste buds are different from when you're younger and you're older, and I just love bitter melon. Like, I love it. Oh my gosh, I just started loving it last year. Oh my gosh, kid you not. Like, my grandma, she has like a plot of she gardens in this community garden. And one of the vegetables that she plants is bitter melon. And last year, oh, bless her soul, she gave me 3 bags of bitter melon to eat. I'm just like, thank you, grandma. I appreciate it. And I'm just like, oh. And now I'm just waiting for them to, I'm waiting for winter to kind of like go away and for, to warm up a bit. I mean, it's getting warm here. But I'm waiting for the bitter melon to like, in the season so I can eat it. Oh my gosh. Anyways, yeah, but people I hang out with, they don't really like bitter melon. I mean, my best friend, she likes eating them. My mom likes eating them. It's just like elders like eating them, and they make fun of me like, oh, you're getting old already, that's why you like eating bitter melon. I'm like, my cousin who is like not even one, she likes eating bitter melon. Come on. Like, don't judge me, don't judge me. Anyways, I really digress. Okay, next question. Is there a certain country, culture, or time period you're fixated on and would like to learn more about? Japan. I would love to go visit Japan. For it just seems nice over there. South Korea, oh, street food. Thailand, oh, street food too. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Anyways, next question. Can you comfortably go the rest of your life without falling in love? Yeah, I probably can. Not probably. I can, actually. I've been told by my best friend that I'm a heartless. She never said bitch, but I know she means bitch. A heartless bitch. Which, in my defense, okay, she was right when I was like, when I just recently went to college. I really had a phase of like, I hated people. I don't know. I really hated people. And hate is a really strong word, you know? But I really hated people, and I think that stuck with her. Like, yeah. Anyways, but I mean, I don't hate people now. I like people. I mean, I don't enjoy going out all the time, but I like people. I like helping people, you know? Anyways, but how does this relate to the question? Oh my gosh, there's no logic in my answers. Yeah, without falling in love. Anyways, okay, I'm not a heartless bitch. No, I'm not. But I mean, I've never been told that you're gonna find one person that you love. You're gonna find the man of your dreams and you're gonna fall in love with him. You're gonna live happily ever after. No, my parents never told me that. Fact, I think what they told me was you better get good grades and get into good school and find a good paying job so you don't have to pay so much taxes. You live life comfortably. I'm just kidding. No, my mom only started recently telling me that. But yeah, it was just never taught to me or like told to me that, you know, you should fall in love and that's something you should look forward to doing. No, so I don't think I internalized that belief. And I guess I am heartless. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not heartless. I promise you, I'm not heartless. I really like people. Okay, next question. Do you prefer blue skies or gray skies? Probably gray skies because sometimes I'm kind of sensitive to the sun, which is bad. Yeah, which is bad. Anyways, blue skies are nice too. After a nice rain, I could finally see the mountains, and air pollution has finally kind of cleared up for one day from where I live, which is so bad. Anyways, I always like joke around with my mom. I'm gonna die of lung cancer one day. Not because I smoke, because the air quality is terrible where I live. Anyways, I really digress. But yeah, I like gray skies. I am not like the smoggy gray skies, no. I like gray skies when like it looks like it's gonna rain, but it's not gonna rain, and it's like really nice and breezy, but nice enough to wear like a light long sleeve. But yeah. Anyways, next question. What were your favorite shows as a child? I have bad memory, but probably Barney and Sesame Street, specifically watching Elmo. Oh my gosh, love Elmo and Mr. Noodle. Oh goodness, Teletubbies. Oh yeah, take that shit. Oh, I remember. I used to always wake up early the weekends to watch Yu-Gi-Oh! That was the shit, man. That was the shit. The poorly English dubbed Yu-Gi-Oh! I love that show. Okay, question 17. What is your favorite protein? Beef, probably. Medium rare. Like, going to rare if I'm like, okay, TMI, but going to rare if I'm like on my period and losing a lot of blood because I need iron. That was a lot. That was TMI, but oh my gosh. I'm gonna embarrass myself. Okay, another favorite protein. I really like chicken breast. Sounds terrible. But like seasoned chicken breast, not like the chicken breast and then no seasoning because I'm planning to cut. No, not that kind of chicken breast. Seasoned chicken breast and tofu. I really like tofu. Okay, question 18. Are you interested in true crime? Yes. I used to love watching CSI. What is that one? What city was it in? Las Vegas? even though it was like terrible, like really the forensics was like terrible. It's like, oh, that's not really how that shit goes down. But okay, I'll just watch it because it's cool. Anyways, yeah. Or Forensic Files, like, yes, it's just so interesting. Don't you think it's just interesting how like some people just like what goes through people's minds sometimes and how what influences like how they act and their behaviors? I'm just weird. Yeah. Anyways, yes, I'm interested in true crime. Okay, question 19. What are your hard limits sexually? Probably be scat, golden shower. If you tell me to do that to you, I'll probably feel like, no, I can't, because I would feel embarrassed. I'll probably just want to go dig a hole and die. Like, no. But if you ask to pee on me, get me super drunk first. But even then, I still have a conscience when I'm drunk, so probably not. But yeah, I think, yeah. There are some others, but I can't think of it right now. So yeah, those are the two answers. Okay, question 20. Do you like reality television? I think it's amusing, like Bachelor and the Bachelorette. I like to have like television on in the background while I'm surfing the internet. Like, oh, it's terrible, wasting energy, but I like to. And it's so funny. It was like one of the previews for The Bachelor was like, yeah, he was, what was it? He's gonna get married to this girl, but then he actually has feelings for this girl. I'm just like, dude, really? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Reality television. It's a paradox, really. It's not reality. It's scripted, and I think is it scripted? I don't know. It's just like, is reality that dramatic? Actually, I think it can be, but it's like overdone just for views. But I do think it's very funny and very amusing. And I like to laugh, have a good laugh sometimes. But do I watch reality television religiously? No, I just think it's funny. Okay, question 21. What do you think of pegging? What do I think? Do I like it? Yeah. If you ever like looked at what I comment on, you would see that I comment on a page that says yaoi, which is gay porn, Japanese gay porn for women. So it's just like manga, but like gay porn. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Yeah. So basically that, and I was just like, yeah, I dig it. I dig that shit. Like, oh my gosh. Like, yes. So, I mean, it's just like, I think it was during that time where I stumbled upon a femdom video when I was watching porn. And I was just like, huh, a guy getting, it looked like a fucked by a dildo strapped on a woman. Okay, interesting. Let's click on it. Because I'm curious. And I'm just like, the dude was kind of like spreading his legs, laying on his back and like moaning right now. I was just like, holy shit, that's hot. Like, a guy taking a dick in his ass. Like, dude, that's freaking hot. Like, ah, you don't know how hot I think that is. It's really hot. It's just hot. Like the moans that comes out of some guy's mouth, like it's so different. It's just so, it's really hot. Anyways, yeah. Question 22. How would you describe how adults ask each other out, like on dates or for relationships, versus how kids do it? I think kids do it better, or it's like straightforward. It's like, do you like me? Yes. Do you want to? Check here if you like me. Check here if you want to go out. And then they hang, like, hold hands, and then they go out. Whereas adults, oh, it's so complicated, isn't it? Like, Sometimes there's like misunderstandings. Some people don't know how to express themselves. Some people are shy. Some people take things the wrong way. So many things. Oh my goodness. Ugh. Ugh, so complicated. Like my friend, I'm just gonna use her as an example. It's just so complicated. It's like she's interested in this guy, but then she's too shy to ask him out, so she asks her guy friend to ask him. No, she asks one of her girlfriends to ask his boyfriend out. I mean, to ask him to find out if that guy is dating anyone. So then he will tell her, and her friend will tell her, and then she'll like contact him. And I'm just like, dude, why can't you just ask the dude? Like ask him, like be friends first, or like ask him straight up, you know? But ugh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It's just so complicated. Why is it complicated? Like, if you ask me, like, hey, Curly, Miss Yams, I'm interested in you. You want to go out? I'll be like, no, I'm not interested in a relationship right now. Or, like, yeah, sure, let's go hang out. There you go. Straightforward. Instead of being around the bush. Like, why do people do that? I don't know. Are you trying to be, like, cool? Like, romantic? Like, she's not romantic. Or maybe I'm just kind of like stupid or slow in the head. I can't take hints or whatever, but it's just so complicated, don't you think so? Anyways, I'm already having a headache thinking about it. Okay, next question. Do you like raw onions in your food? Yay, easier question. Yes, I do. In hot dogs, in food, in sandwiches. Yeah. Well, basically in food, duh. Oh my gosh. Yes, I do. Okay, next question. Can you curl your pinky without moving your ring finger? Yep, left hand. Right hand, yes. Question 25. When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full-on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? Not even sleeping in the same bed, to be honest, if I was ever sleeping with a partner. Like, no. I like the bed to myself. I'm very sorry. Like my body temperature gets really high sometimes. And like no, just body contact when sleeping. No. It's a no. It's a no for me. It's a no for me. Even when I'm sleeping next to my mom, which my mom is one of my best friends, corny as it sounds. But I'm not ashamed of it. Like, I don't like sleeping next to her. And even with one of my other best friends, like, I don't like sleeping next to her. I just don't. Even though she doesn't move, I just don't. I just don't. No, I don't. So, no, I don't. Maybe my dog. No, not even my dog. Like, no, not even her. I'm sorry. No, I don't like sleeping next to anyone. Unless it's like my stuffed animals, then there you go. But I don't like sleeping next to anyone, so no. So not even in the same bed, which is not an option here. Yeah, not even the same bed. Different beds in the same room? Yeah. Sounds terrible, but that's my answer. Okay, next question. Do you shop at Costco or any membership, my gosh, I can't speak. Membership-based shopping center? I do, but I don't have a membership. I shop with the people who have a membership, you know, tagging along with them. So yes, I do, but I don't have a membership. I mean, I don't go often. Probably like once in a blue moon. Yeah, but I do shop there. But not regularly. Yeah. Okay. There's my answer. Okay. Okay, next question. What is a sexy scenario you fantasize about, but literally cannot happen for you in real life? Example, medieval stuff, furry stuff, being a high school student again. Ew. I'm just kidding. No, I liked high school. And if you have fantasies of that, I'm not judging you. It's just I'm reminiscing. I'm remembering. I'm remembering about my high school life, and yeah, high school is okay. Okay, I digress. Or fucking a 50 feet tall woman. Interesting how that would go down. Sexy scenario. the one thing that comes to my mind is a gangbang. Yeah, that would probably not happen because I'm pretty shy. Am I shy? Give me term during my horny periods and I'll say yes. But typically, I don't know if I could ever go through with it. Probably, like, yes, so shy. But like, back out because I'm too nervous. But yeah. One dick for each hole, so that's like three, mouth, ass, vagina, and then one for each hand, that's five. I would do feet, but I'm not good with my feet. So five, yeah, gangbang, yeah. Definitely a gangbang, yes. Like, right during the phase, not phase, right during the time when I, like, started getting into, like, penises, you know, dicks, not the actual dick people. Like assholes, but like dicks, like, oh my gosh, that was like the first thing that ever came up to my mind. Like, I could just imagine, like, guys just like lining up and like lining up to fuck me, like, oh, that's so hot. But real life, a point, yeah, no, I can't, I'm too shy. Too shy. Yeah, anyways, yeah, I would love to, but I don't know. Too shy. Okay. Question 28. What's a fashion trend of your youth you find absolutely atrocious now? Fashion trend of my youth. I don't know what was a fashion trend. Oh, yeah, in high school. There was like a time. I kid you not. I swear. It was like this one year. Was it my sophomore year? It was like my freshman or sophomore year. Like, it was like the trend, the thing to like dye, like ombre your hair. So like a light, a dark gradient I was gonna say the tips of your roots. Oh my gosh, so stupid. Oh my gosh. From the roots of your hair to the tips, right? So the tips will be lighter. And it's like, it looks nice, but like when it's done really poorly, it just looks really ugly. So like really poorly done ombre hairstyles. I mean hair dyes, like ombres. Like I've seen it on some girls and I'm just like, oh my gosh. Really poorly done ombres. Like it just looks really bad. Really bad. Unless it's like the look you're going for, like dyeing your hair like a different color, like green or something, and it's not like ombre, but you want it like specifically done with that, then that looks cool. But like if you wanted to go for, like, the ombre look, and then, like, shit didn't turn out right, like, it's really bad. I just really wanted to fix their hair. Really wanted to. Yeah, really wanted to. Okay, next question. What is your favorite accent? I don't really have a favorite accent, to be honest. Also, please describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. Quality of a voice, probably the tone of their voice. The voices that I really find that I like listening to, people in real life and performers on GWA, whether they're male or female. It's just the tone of their voice. It could be like a really nice deep voice, but like, if it's a deep voice and it just doesn't have that tone, then I just don't like it. Nah, like, I don't like it, but it's just, like, not for me. And, yeah, same with the female's voice. Female performer's voice. It just has to have that tone. Like, just has to click with me, you know? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? You know? Yeah. Okay. Next question. Do you keep things formal between you and your listeners, simply thanking them for listening to your audios, or do you flirt back sometimes? I think I keep it formal. If you comment on my audio, then I try to keep it formal. It's like, because I run out of things to say. Like, there's so many. I'm not like a creative person too, and I suck at making jokes, so I'm just like, most. 99.9999% of the time I say thanks for listening and I'm glad you enjoyed, because I really thank you. Like, really, no, like, seriously, thank you for listening. And I'm really glad you enjoyed, like, if you masturbated, like, hooray for you. Like, you know, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed. Yeah. There's that. Do I flirt back sometimes? If you PM me, I think I may have. Maybe, like, unintentionally, I, like, might have flirted back. I don't know. I suck at flirting. What is flirting? I don't know. What is life? do I flirt back sometimes? I think I do. I think I did. Yeah. Yeah. And if we went beyond that, then duh. But, I mean, yeah. But, I try to keep it formal because, you never know what people's tolerance of creepiness is. Like, for me, I have a high tolerance of creepiness because I don't really know what creepy is, like, to be honest. Unless it's, like, masturbating on a train. It's not creepy, but you're just, like, I guess you're a creeper. Because that's just, I guess, a deviant behavior. You don't just go masturbating on a train. Even though I do watch porn with that. But even then, oh my gosh, what is creepy to me? But, yeah, I do try to keep it formal between me and my listeners. Yeah. Oh my gosh, what am I saying? What am I rambling? I don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh my gosh, this is what happens when you answer something like 3 in the morning. It's 4 in the morning now. Okay, we're almost finished. We're almost finished. Almost there. Okay, almost done. Question 31, right? Yes. Do you mind receiving pet names from strangers? Online, I don't. Like, on GWA, I don't. You just call me whatever. Darling, honey, sweetie. That's fine. Baby doll, baby girl, bitch. That's not a pet name, is it? I don't know. No, I don't think so. See, I don't have a tolerance of creepiness, to be honest. But, like, online, like, GWA, it's fine. But, like, in real life, then it depends. Like, I had people call me sweetie and honey before. I mean, from, like, older women. Because it's, I guess it's motherly, I guess, for them. Or, no, you know, that's a generalization. Don't do that. That was generalizing. Excuse me. But, I mean, I've been called darling, sweetie, honey before. Here's a good one. I've been called, what have I called? It's embarrassing saying it. I've been called mama before, like mama, like, okay, you get off for a bit, first big mama. Like, I was like, oh okay. I had my headphones on, so maybe I didn't hear it clearly, but I was like, oh, okay, thank you for letting me get out first. That was very polite of you. But yeah, I guess it depends what kind of pet name. Like if a guy, especially if it was a guy, or like, I guess it depends on the context. But if like someone just walked up to me and just said, hey baby girl, like duh, 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 I'm just like, please don't call me that. First off, I'm not a baby and I'm not your baby girl. Please don't say that. But, yeah, and I guess it depends, like, the tone they say it, so. But, as I said, I have a high tolerance for creepiness, and I can't really differentiate between creepy and not creepy, because I'm kind of slow and stupid. No, I'm not slow and stupid. That's terrible. But, yeah, I just have a high tolerance of creepiness, so I guess I don't mind receiving pet names from strangers. In conclusion, okay, question 32. What are some facial features a person can have that you would find exceptionally striking? Anything, I guess. All that comes to mind is long eyelashes. because it's just fascinating. Because I don't have long eyelashes, unfortunately. But long eyelashes are really nice. It just like opens up your eyes, and especially if they're like really thick to the roots, then it looks like you have like, you know, eyeliner on. Anyways, dimples. Really like dimples. Dimples are really cute. Yeah. Eyebrows. Eyebrows are nice. Frames your face. Exceptionally striking. Beauty marks anywhere? Maybe because I have one too. But I think it's just really interesting. Really unique. Anything, I guess. Yeah, anything. But the ones I mentioned, yes. Question 33. Can you count how many sexual partners you have had on all your fingers? How about on all your fingers and toes? Even if I didn't have fingers and toes, I could still count because it's zero. So, zero. Question 34. Have you spoken to your favorite poster in GWA already? Oh, this is getting me sad. I wouldn't say... Okay, so I have, I guess, a complicated... All my answers are complicated. And they're... Don't make sense. Hopefully you can... If whoever's listening, I hope you can understand whatever I'm saying. Because when I ramble, I just ramble shit. And shit comes out of my mouth. But, before... When I used to be a lurker before I made an account... Or when I did have an account, I haven't, like, started posting anything yet. I did have, two posters that I did listen to. GWA 1, is inactive right now. Well, actually, yeah, one is inactive. And, don't have deleted their account already, so no. And the other one, I was gonna say I'm shy and I can't bring myself to comment on that person's audios. I just can't. I wouldn't know anything to say, but like, this has blessed my ears. My ears have been blessed. I don't wanna say that, it's too corny. Oh, I'm feeling kind of shy now. But yeah, no, I haven't. But the people, other people that I found interesting, I did comment on theirs. And I wouldn't say they're not my favorite, but I do like their voice and they became a favorite. But yes, those people I have. But back then when I was lurking, no. One of them I haven't because I feel a little shy. So yeah, wow, it's been 47 minutes, and if you actually listen to the end, you deserve a cookie. I'll give you a high five. Yay, high five. And I apologize if you like hear my clock in the background. I just stuffed it in my closet. But yeah, thank you for listening, whoever listened. If you listened, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry you had to listen to my rambling for 48 minutes, and I'm still rambling. I hope you understood my answers. I hope you laughed with me, laughed at me, anything. Anyways, yeah, thanks for listening. And if you also want to do this questionnaire, you should, because it's fun. It's nice to talk sometimes. Okay, thank you.